Hola, train wrecks. Just quickly before we get into the episode, I have some really exciting news for my Brisbane train wreck fans because I am doing a live podcast show on Tuesday, December 22 at the Good Chat Comedy Club. Tickets went on sale on Sunday, and guys, I've only got 10 left. So if you want to get one, please run. Do not walk because they might be sold out. Link is in this week's show notes. I would love to see you there. So please, please, please grab your girlfriends and come along.
Confessions of a train wreck. Commandment number 133. Thou shalt remember to stay smart this silly season. If Christmas was an Olympic sport, I'd have a gold medal. I know my rumbles from my jingle bells, my mistletoe from my holly, and most importantly, I know my Santa tell me from my Santa baby.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't need a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
But if you've been following me for a while, you'll already know that this chick loves Christmas, aka the time of year when I turn from a sleigh queen, S-L-A-Y, to a sleigh queen, S-L-E-I-G-H. But if my past silly seasons have taught me anything, it's that you don't have to get as lit up as the Christmas tree to celebrate Christmas. So this week, please welcome my good friend and comedy king, Shad Wicker, back to the podcast, because we're about to share some of our top tips on how to stay smart through the silly season.
Do you have your water? We're going to cheers.
I've already drunk it.
Oh, you've already had it. That's okay.
It's too hot. It's too hot to just sit on it.
Welcome back to the podcast, Shad. And this is a true testament to the time and what this episode is going to be about. We usually do this with a beer. But today, yeah. I've got a diet cordial and you've got water.
Yeah, it is too hot. No, it would be great beer time. The only reason I don't have a beer is because I've got to work after this.
Yeah. Not also, it's a Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, any day.
Give or take. Well, welcome back to the podcast, Shad. You're a bit of a regular now.
Oh, no, it's good. It's like, it's nice. Gives me something to do. Hello, everyone. I hope they're not sick of me. Are you getting complaints yet or what?
No, people love you. Oh, especially absolutely. The girls. I get a lot of DM slides about you.
Well, they do know I have an Instagram, but anyway, won't get into it. You're obviously not tagging me in the notes.
So what I want to talk to you about today is the silly season and how to survive it. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I am struggling to claw my way through, and we are only at the beginning of December.
But I remember when we first met, your extreme Christmas, whereas I'm a bit like, whatever.
Not even just the extreme Christmas, but in my own defense, I think for me, technically the silly season starts in October, which is my birthday's mid-October. Mm. So my birthday festivities run for anywhere between 7 days to 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then Damon's birthday is in November, so it's a slippery slope into from my birthday to his birthday.
Are we saying his name now?
We are.
Oh, nice.
He gave him permission officially
to use
his name.
Wow, what a Christmas gift.
I know. It's so hard when you're having a conversation with someone to be like, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or remember what the nickname was that you agreed on. Anyway, I know Christmas has come early. But then November is basically silly season anyway.
Yeah.
And the calendar is chock.
Well, to be fair, the decorations are up in October anyway.
Everyone was really... You know, some people put
desperate?
Their trees up in July.
Were people desperate for something to just break up the monotony of being in COVID?
I know. And I think the whole, like, fuck it, it's Christmas mentality started in, like, September this year.
Yeah, that's because people were drinking at all sorts of different hours of the day.
But here we are at the start of December. I'm already broke. I'm already off alcohol. I already hate social events and I can't go out to another restaurant. So this brings me to my point. I've got a couple of tips to share with you to help me get through the silly season. And I actually did an Instagram call out for some followers to tell me their top tips for getting through the silly season. And I'm assuming that you brought some with you as well.
I've got what I'm doing for this Christmas.
Fantastic. Yeah. And also just before we get into the episode, I have a bone to pick with Instagram because all I want for Christmas is 10,000 followers so I can do a swipe up to my episodes, right? And I know there is more than 10,000 of you listening right now. So why don't you jump over to Instagram and follow me. Imagine how easy it would be if I could just say, swipe up now to listen to the episode.
Instead of link in bio?
That's the Povo version.
Mate, how far off are you from 10K? I'm only at like 17 and I have to just keep saying link in bio for gigs. Which, by the way, I have heaps of gigs, so please.
Yeah. Well, check us both 10,000 followers. It's been a rough year. Come on, let's end it higher. Okay, my first tip is blend in at your work Christmas party or don't go.
Do what? What?
Blend in at your work Christmas party or don't go.
What do you mean by that? Like just camouflage into the background and...
Don't make too much of a spectacle of yourself at the work Christmas party.
Or don't go at all.
Or don't go at all.
That's... I hate that tip. That sucks.
Well, mine's tonight and I'm not going.
What? Sorry, what do you guys. Mean?
Sorry in advance, but I will not be there.
You are... What has happened to you? That
Something
is boring as...
happened.
I That's the I'm point. Still... That's the point of the work Christmas party. It's to hook up with the person that you weren't supposed to hook up with. It's to almost get fined. Remember when we worked at Nova? You may have to blank that out, I'm not sure. And they always had to do the video. Did you ever have to see the video?
No.
There was always a video at the beginning. It happened every radio station I've worked at. And all of it was just a funny way, whether it was a parody song or whatever, to basically say, don't do coke, don't do pills.
Oh,
and
yes,
if you do,
yes,
do it in the bathroom and don't get caught.
That email sent out last week and circulated that was like, remember, a work Christmas party is still a professional function. No excess consumption of alcohol, blah, blah, blah. Professional behaviour.
Shut up. You work in media. Everyone just gets real. Everyone all of a sudden gets the sniffles at a certain point of the night, and then a few people decide to root in the bathrooms. That's pretty much how media parties work. And you decided not to go because you're a snores fest.
I'm still so scarred from when I worked at Lorna Jane. We had a Christmas party that was in the daytime because they thought if they put the Christmas party during the day, people wouldn't drink as much.
Right.
Oh, wrong, my friend.
They just get
absolutely
wasted quicker.
Wrong. You just drunk faster. And I decided it would be a good idea to give the head of loss prevention a lap dance in front of the entire company.
Oh.
I think it was like 4 PM. It was filmed from several different angles. There are people in the background going, oh my God, no, what is she doing? It looked good. Like, in my opinion, it looked so good.
Is
Pony
it online?
By Genuine. Yeah, and here's the thing. My mum taught me to always own up to your shortcomings, otherwise someone else will use them against you.
That's
so
a great...
I'm jumping the gun here by fessing up to this and putting it on the internet myself so that it cannot be used against me when I hit 10,000 followers.
That's a good bit of advice, though, to always own up to your shortcomings. I mean, more people need to do that.
Mm.
There you go.
I might send the audio to Tiff and she can pop the audio in just to, like, express how bad it was. You know when you wake up the next day and your anxiety is so through the roof because you're like, what did I do? Who did I speak to? What did I say what to?
Totally.
So this year, I've just decided not to go.
Mate, you should scratch that tip. Anyone who's listening right now, you've just gone through a pandemic. You've been trapped in your house. You've had to work from home. Yeah, it's been great not seeing all the losers from your work. But at the same time, you've now got a workplace that probably has been just sitting back coasting on JobKeeper for the last 6 months.
That's true.
Not even worrying about paying you. Mm. Go there, destroy the bar tab, because odds are next year most of us will lose a bunch of jobs again. Cash
you know
in
what?
Before you cash
Get
out.
I'm going to go wash my hair.
Cash
Mama's
out.
Mama's coming to the party. All right, hit me with your tip.
I'm doing a COVID Christmas. This is my...
Oh.
To be honest, it's no different, and you've known me for long enough, it's not really that different to how I usually do Christmas, but this has been my advice to people, is especially for our friends and enemies down south, you've had to be locked up with people that you're close to for quite some time. If you've got family, if you've got kids, whatever, you've been locked up. And I know everyone's been itching to be like, come and visit family that are in other states, and I know people are also going to do that. But if you are close to family and they are all you've been seeing this entire time, this is the Christmas to not see family. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if you are, like, dying to see your family that's in Queensland and we just opened up the borders, you welcome New South Wales and Victoria, but to be honest, I wish I was still closed. And I think that, go and do that, but they're still going to be there.
Mm.
Most of them are still going to be there.
Mm.
This is the Christmas for you. This is a you-miss.
So you're going to have a friendsmas this year?
I'm actually just doing it all on my own. I'm all solo.
By yourself?
Me and the dog, we're going to just have a chilled out time. We're going to go to the beach. because I'm obviously because I'm single now as well. I don't have someone else's family to go and see.
Do you want to come to our Christmas?
Maybe. Is your mum going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, then I'm in. I'm totally in.
Two singles.
Yeah.
Are you my new dad?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Vicky's got something
better. Well, we're going to Heavy D's families for Christmas, and I think Vicky's coming.
Oh, I could go to Damon's. Yeah, maybe. I mean, this thing, I might float around Brisbane and see other people.
You could just do the best ofs. Like, you could hit up people at the end of their lunches, so it's the fun. Do like a Brisbane crawl.
My mum doesn't listen to this podcast because she'll be so upset if she heard me say this, but I see how other, like, our friends of mine have done Christmases. Like, my mate, the Pelinkoffs, my mate's family, do the best Christmas. And I've always wanted to just go to theirs for Christmas.
Yeah.
This could be the year I can go and just enjoy. Christmas for me is always a time where there's some kind of gigantic drama in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not near it, I have the greatest time. When I am near it, it's good for a day and then I have to bail. So this year I'm just like, mate,
I'm
going solo.
You know, I've never gotten drunk on Christmas because my family doesn't drink, but this year...
they're all drinking.
I'm getting fucked up. I don't know about them, but I know about me.
Yeah.
I'm going to arrive with my bottle of Aperol and my bottle of Prosecco and no one is going to touch those bottles.
So that's my...
for me and me only.
That's my number one tip. Scratch family out of Christmas. Oh, what an amazing time of year.
My tip number two, and I think this is a very important one, stick to the same drink.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a stock standard party rule, really, but actually Damon reminded me this one last night when he came home from a Christmas lunch, very sick and sorry for himself, after starting on beer and then moving on to red wine, which completely negates that whole, like, beer before wine and then you're fine. That's incorrect.
That is completely incorrect.
Someone told me that once, but... I don't know.
I know the green before... No. What is it? Beer before grass, you're on your ass.
Grass before beer, you're in the clear.
But I wouldn't say... I think it's fine to change off, but once you've diverted, don't go back.
So if you go beer
to spirits, which is a usual move, don't go back to beer. You've got to stay on the spirits train.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you can't jump back and then you start to go, ugh.
Mm. I mean, yeah. I think I've done such a number on myself now. I know that, and this is another problem in the silly season, the drinking tends to start in the day and it carries on into night.
Yeah.
I, for example, we all know I love my Savvy Bee with ice in the glass, but I cannot drink wine during the day because if I drink wine during the day, I'll be on the floor by 6 p.m. and I will not move all day the next day except back and forth from the toilet. So if I'm drinking during the day, I know it's got to be like cider or ginger beer or... cocktails or something that's not...
Well, here's one for you.
Too hard.
And I've applied this for probably about 3 years now, I think, after I moved away from Darwin. Mid-strengths.
Mm.
Mids and lights. I know it sounds cowardly to my mates sometimes, but I've got a mate that got real bad with his drinking. Like, he just was an absolute pest. He's my current housemate, and he is still a pest. But he... he was just like an animal. He was getting himself in stupid problems, you know, involved in, you know, went multiple, like, you know, multiple women, and then that would become an issue. And it's like, this is all because you drink too much.
Yeah.
And you do stupid things while you're going around. We convinced him to just go to mid-strengths because we work in comedy clubs. It's like, it's hard to stay away from the drinks. Complete change.
Really?
Because I think that, because for me, I switched to him years ago because, like, I'm a gold man, but, like... I just think you can just keep a really mellow
level.
You can get, you know, the boozy that you want to be and a little bit inebriated and, you know, you're a little bit whatever. You don't care as much, but you're still aware that you're not going to do something stupid.
It's like a marathon. If you're going to run a marathon, you don't scull 3 litres of water because you'll piss yourself.
That's true. You maintain
a steady level of hydration throughout the race.
And you also train. So start training. That's the other thing you do for a marathon.
What is your next tip? If you only had that one, that's fine. Because
that is my biggest one. Is easily the COVID one. The other one I've got is, it's going to sound stupid, but can we quit it with the gifts?
Please, I'm broke.
Yeah, like, can we, exactly, that's where I'm at the moment. Like, can we have a year off the gifts? Can we just all back off gifts for a second?
I said to someone actually just yesterday, because Damon and I went crazy on each other's birthdays and went really OTT, and now the anxiety leading up to Christmas, I'm like, I can't afford to do what we did for the birthdays again this close to Christmas. And I wish sometimes that I was that person who could just, like, gift a book.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
But that's not the level we can't that we're
do
talking
that anymore.
About.
That's, like, I was actually going to go, if we were going to gift, let's just go back to candle and book. Like, let's just go stay at candle. Because the other thing is, like, this year, how much online shopping have we been doing? I've never online shopped more than this year.
And Black Friday's just hit
it
us.
It didn't mean as much to me this year. It happened.
Last year, we went nuts last year. We bought overalls, bought sneakers, we bought things that
were outrageous.
Still in the cupboard.
But I'm sitting here, I'm going, Kogan, leave me alone. You've been talking to me all fucking year. Like, yeah. You've been emailing me every 2 days about some kind of deal you've got going on. Bloody Urban Outfitters or any other clothing brand that I bought one thing off like 8 years ago is now been bombarding me all through COVID.
That dang... You know, I think they're the only people still in jobs are the people who work in programmatic advertising.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's a good tip? We are going to a friend's Christmas thing in a couple of weeks' time and the secret Santa gift is an item from your house.
I like
which
that.
Which I think is super funny.
I like that because I like stealing things from people's houses. And pubs. I like to, especially when I'm travelling.
Oh,
I like to take something. Am I kleptomaniac? Maybe.
It's souvenirs.
Yeah, exactly. I prefer a souvenir that you don't buy. So any souvenir I have
it's
usually...
It's like when you go to the hotels and you just wipe the whole bathroom vanity into your bag. You know, you take the light bulb out of the lamp.
I have toiletries and utilities at my own house, though. I ask. I go, like, in Japan, I ask. They had figurines and stuff all on the shelf at this bar in Japan. I said, can I, like, I'm collecting something from everywhere I go. Can I take a figurine? And
then
I was like, yeah,
one.
Cool. I went to another bar. He said, no. So I just took one when he wasn't looking. But
so if I go to Louis Vuitton and I'm like, can I have that one? I'm collecting that I'm
collecting
can't pay for
yeah.
it. Might work. And my last one before we move on to the Instagram tips, because they're quite good. And this is not going to come at any surprise to anybody listening. And especially will come as no surprise to you. When in doubt... Sweat that hangover out, girl.
Yeah.
There it is. I know it sounds psychotic, but this is something I have sworn by for many, 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 many years. But especially now, it's more of like a fitness hack, I'd say, than a silly season hack. Because firstly, yes, while it feels like death before you arrive to the workout and during the workout, you do feel better after.
Mm.
But... because of COVID, there still are some temporary capacity restrictions in place for group fitness. So if you book into a class now and you don't show up at my gyms, you get fined $10.
Wow.
And if you cancel within 2 hours, you get fined $10, which I think is totally fair because that means someone on the waiting list is missing a spot because you got too sloppy last night.
Mm.
So I had a girls' mess dinner on Saturday night and I drank far too many margaritas that I care to count. And I'd booked in for a 9 a.m. class, woke up feeling like absolute trash, but I got my ass to that gym. I got my heart in the red zone.
Well, look, I haven't been to, since I moved, I haven't been, and I feel like everything I lost, I've brought back.
I don't think you look bad at all.
Okay, fair enough. But
like, your tummy looks quite flat.
Yeah, I'm sucking in right now. I can barely breathe. I'm wearing a corset. Which I think should be, why can't men have Spanx? That's what I want to know.
Which tummy?
Can that be a thing that men have? Could that be something acceptable?
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know how Kim Kardashian has that range called Skims? And it's her Kim Kardashian shapewear? And she's like a billionaire because of that.
Yeah,
you could start shins.
Yeah, shims. I don't know. I feel like that is something. I think that might be something.
It's like when you meet someone at a bar and you get so drunk and then you're in the bathroom and you're like, but babe, like, we're going to go into business together. We can do
it. You know what would be fascinating for Christmas and for those that are listening? You know when you get to a point in Christmas when it's like the food, for the first meal of the day, the lunch is done, the prawns are complete, you know, we've finished the first meal and we know the dinner meal is coming later. But there's that limbo period where it's like we've drunk a lot, we're very tired because we've eaten too much. And there's usually, like, you know, Nan and Pop are falling asleep in their chair. And then there's, like, sometimes a movie. Like, sometimes a movie or something gets thrown on the telly.
Yeah.
Because we've basically all finished Stan, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, what the fuck are we going to watch? Like...
That's true.
What are we going to put on? Because this is my other surviving the silly season. No more Christmas movies. And I know you're going to hate that. You're going to hack the moment.
My heart
I say
is
that.
On the floor.
No Christmas movies. Get rid of the Christmas movie.
No, I haven't even started yet and I'm so excited. Oh, I need an advent calendar of Christmas movies. You know, I haven't seen Die Hard. I was supposed to watch it last night, but someone got drunk.
Die Hard is the only Christmas movie I will allow.
Okay.
It's a great Christmas movie.
Okay.
And it is a Christmas movie for those that are trying to say it's not set in Christmas. There's a tower, there's a guy.
Same My idea of a Christmas movie is like Home Alone or The Holiday.
Your idea of a Christmas movie is it has to end with a kiss under mistletoe and Zac Efron with his shirt off. That's your Christmas movie.
100% it does. Wouldn't mind being in one. Okay, let's move on to the Instagram tips because some of these are really, really good.
And I need them.
Marg says, pace yourself at events, but choose the ones that you know you want to go over the top at. And you know what? Marg goes to F45. Bloody love, Marg. And this very thing happened to me last year at the F45 Christmas party when I knew full well that we had to get up at 4:30 to be on the air for our Sunday morning radio show. And I still got trolleyed the night before and chose to go very hard at that party.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember the day that I rocked up with the gold eyelash under my eyes because I had another Christmas party to go to that afternoon? Yeah. But I chose to go hard at that party.
You pick your battles.
It was a choice. You pick your battles.
Yeah, I also think that momentum's something you got to remember.
Mm.
Like, if you can... If you feel like you've got... Like, if you have a big one and then you feel like, oh, I could go again, then go, like, go again.
Go again.
Because that opportunity right, will that disappear. Yeah.
And if you wait 20 minutes too long, gone before your very eyes.
Oh, yeah. If you're feeling fresh, lock in the big one again. Like, take it.
Just crack a all beer the
way. Now. Man, who cares? It's only once a year. Like, go feel off. But after, who cares? Like, after Christmas, it's a few days and there's New Year's again. Like, honestly.
I was going to say it's 1 month of the year, but I just said October, November, December, that's three. January, yeah, so still basically the season, that's four.
What
February,
is,
right off, it's five.
You've got a problem. 6 months of the year. 6 months of the year, you are a complete write off. Other 6 months, oh, so disciplined. So disciplined. I like that though. That's almost like being, you're almost like a five-fold party.
Yeah. Like you only live once. I'm either on or off. Georgia says, someone once told me to have a water in between every wine. I've never tried it, but apparently it helps.
It does make you want to piss heaps.
I was going to say that. So I've heard this before too. Obviously everybody tells you it. Everybody knows this trick. But my issue with it is you would spend more time lining up for the toilet than you would socializing.
Yeah, I am on hot days, and it's only because I'm a prehistoric 32-year-old, but, like, I now, when we go to the pub, it's day drink. Like, I was just in cans for those shows. Mm. As soon as I walked into the pub, water and a beer.
And have a hydrolyte before you go. That's what I do now. If I know I'm going out somewhere.
It's hydrolyte, that stuff that doesn't quite taste like sugar.
Yeah, it's just like electrolytes. It's like a Barocca, kind of, but it just, like, hydrates you.
Yeah, because each of that, just for that first one, big water...
Because you know it's over. Once you have that first drink and you get the thirst
for it,
you're not having water.
Yeah, you're right.
This is a good one. Christy says, two standard drinks before any family event is the sweet spot.
This is very alcohol heavy.
I know. I think
there's a lot of...
Like, the next one's not.
Do you have listeners that are outside of Australia?
You just called me the FIFO of Barty, so what do you think I attract?
So it's going to say, like, people outside, any train wreck listeners that are outside of Australia and probably New Zealand would be like, geez, they really are just drunks, aren't they? Like, it's just, get blonde. It's the whole thing. Responsibly. I do like that we are giving responsible tips.
I started this by saying I'm not going to my Christmas party. But I think this is genius because it's like Dutch courage but for your family.
Okay.
You know how normally, like, before you go on a first date or something, you have a drink when you get ready just to take the edge off or, you know, you're a bit nervous about something. Like, sometimes when people come onto the podcast and they're nervous, they'll have a wine before they come on.
Do you do the shower? Do you do that?
No.
You drink in the shower?
Well, I don't really drink beer. I don't really drink things in cans. So if I took a wine glass into the shower, it would be like, Jesus, that wine would be water.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hang on, that's
vice versa. Reverse Jesus. You are the reverse. You're anti-Jesus. You're the antichrist.
My middle name is Christina. But again, I mentioned I've never been drunk with my family, so I don't do the drinks before the family things.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to rock up to a family event buzz because that would ruin my vibe.
Yeah.
You know? But I get what she means, like, just limber up a little bit.
I think it's different,
some people
like...
can get real... Like, what's the worst thing about a family get-together is when people get a little bit too drunk and then they start being a bit...
Although,
snappy.
Sometimes I know where she's coming from. If it's like when I was single, for example, I was single for a long time and it's the same question.
Dark days.
Year in, year out. Have you met anyone yet? Do you have any nice boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. No money, Susan. I'm dating fuckboys.
Yeah.
You know, just take the edge off.
You know what? Actually, here's a hot tip. If your family is... If you're single and you're going to Christmas and your family's, like, asking, oh, have you got a partner yet? You got, like, just think of the most... Especially if they're older people, just switch teams.
Yeah.
Like, that'll shut them up. Like, if you've got a grandparent that's being like, have you met a man yet? Have you met a man? You're like, well, actually, I've decided to start meeting women. And for men, vice versa.
You watch
how quickly some of those... Because anyone who's asking that generally is probably a conservative old person.
Mm.
So as soon as you switch it that way, they'll get a bit, you know, that Kappa bloke kind of way. Oh, well, I'll let every flower bloom. Like, they'll just go all weird.
Really start some family drama.
And that can really shut them up. Also, like, I love lying at Christmas. I love lying. I love making up a complete bullshit thing about my life to people because I hate that sometimes conversation's so boring. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what have you been up to? I haven't been doing much. So I just lie. Like, I just go, yeah, well, I went hiking up Kilimanjaro. What? Yeah, I did. It was absolutely amazing. And I just make up whatever bullshit. Once I told people at Christmas that I'd been, what have you been doing for the last few months? Oh, I've been up in Darwin. Oh, what have you been doing there? I was like, oh, I've been diving for pearls. Which they do up there. I knew that because I had mates that did it. I wasn't doing that at all, but I just lied and said I was. And it was so much fun.
That's very smart. That's actually a very good hack.
Yeah. Just make a
little list in the note section of your phone of wild stories you can tell people.
Yeah.
And if you want some story ideas, slide them to Chad's DMs and he can give you some.
That second, third cousin because their dad was the son of your mum, grandma's brother or some shit. You know, those long ones. Who cares? Yeah, I don't care.
Siobhan has a non-alcohol based hack, and that is to get an advent calendar.
Oh,
you know what?
One full of whiskey, yeah?
I agree. Well, if you saw in my kitchen, I have two advent calendars, one for my grown-up boyfriend.
Yeah.
It is a Vittoria coffee pod advent calendar, so every day you get a new coffee pod, so you can try a different flavour coffee pod.
Although, how bougie.
I know. I'm very nice like that, and I got myself a Disney chocolate one.
Yeah. There you go.
Granted, that I had to buy both of them myself. I am spreading the Christmas cheer, but I agree. But also, controversially, some people eat advent calendars backwards. They start at 25 and use it as a countdown, not start at 1, which is the first day of December.
That's amazing.
Shook.
That actually is... That's really fun for kids.
Yeah. Except normally 25, like the Christmas Day one, is bigger and it's like a bit... bougier and specialer.
Is it?
So if you start with that one, the rest of the month is going to be a disappointment.
It's even better for kids.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for life, I feel.
It's all downhill from here.
Life is just a reverse advent calendar. It is a countdown where it starts great, nice and sweet, and then the last one you get... That is the story of your birthdays until you're 25, actually. Oh, it's like your first ones are, yes, awesome! And then, yeah.
And in your 30s, you've actually don't even remember how old you're turning.
I did that the other day. I was like, yeah, 31, and then I was like, you're 32, and then I cried.
Like, just then. Oh, I would love to see you cry. Just then, like before when you were like, I'm 32 and prehistoric, I was like, God, that's old. And then I was like, hang on, I'm 31.
Yeah, and it's not, by the way. I was at a good chat with a mate of mine, Mitch Garling, has a really cool podcast called Dead Dad Society. And we had like a really cool chat about, because we're both the same age, and we're like talking about how we have to stop saying to ourselves when we're getting a little bit anxious about life and where we are and what we're doing creatively and stuff, because we're both playing like, stand up and that. And I was like having that voice in the head that goes, oh man, you're 32 though. And I was like, why? What does that mean? It means nothing.
It's just a number.
You know, I found Samuel L. Jackson didn't get his first acting gig until he was 38. Samuel L. Jackson. He's in everything.
I think Meryl Streep was very similar.
They're in... Meryl Streep's also in they nearly the Christmas everything. Lines. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they didn't start till 38. I'm like, I've got a few more years. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure also that J.K. Rowling, she was in her well into her 40s when she got, Harry Potter.
And then she was into her, 50s when she decided to make up the Dumbledore or whatever's gay or something. She's doing rewrites now. It's crazy.
Change your story, why don't you, JK? And last one, Steph says, and also non-alcohol related, you won't care about this, but I do, numbing cream from the chemist to put on your feet so you can keep your heels on all night.
Okay.
Which is brilliant.
It must,
it does hurt. The balls of your feet start to really sting after a while, and there's nothing trashier than seeing a girl carrying her heels through the city. But one of my friend's mums got Botox injected into the balls of her feet before her daughter's wedding so she could wear her heels.
So she couldn't feel
it? The whole day. Yeah, so you can't feel it.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
But doesn't that then, like, mean that you're causing a lot of damage and you have no idea?
No,
like,
there's a Botox, reason your feet hurt. No, Botox isn't filler. Oh, I see what you mean.
No, like, there's a reason your feet go, I'm sore because something bad's happening.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no, this is the plight of a woman. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, pain, beauty is pain, whatever. But, like, it shouldn't be.
No. Just well,
wear,
I mean,
here's a hot tip. Wear flats.
Or wear bare feet.
Yeah, bare feet. It's an Australian today. Christmas. Bare feet. I'm bringing back the barefoot, by the way.
Roll with it.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It's that weird thing that I think there was a meme going around last year that was like, isn't it so weird that on Christmas Day you get super dressed up and then congregate in your living room?
Hmm.
Why? Yeah.
Who cares? It's only the people you know. They have to like you. In some way, they have to like you. Who cares?
If you don't deserve me, it might... What is it?
If you can't accept me, Marilyn Monroe thing. If you can't accept me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best. Which kind of seems like if maybe you were at your worst all the bloody time, then people would stop thinking it's your best. But let's ignore that for this bit of advice.
Lull them into a false sense of security. And with that, that has brought us to the end. So would you like to leave any advice about how to get through the silly season before we... finish.
My only bit of advice is just remember it's still just a day. It'll be over. You know what I mean?
I never thought I'd meet the Grinch. He's sitting in my apartment.
I'm not a Grinch. No, I love, don't get me wrong, I do, and I don't even take the piss, but I do love Christmas. I love the end of the year. I think it's like, it's nice. It's a little bow on the end of the year. I get it. It's awesome. I love hanging out with my mates during it. It's my favourite thing. But at the same time, it's like, it's kind of, Christmas in my world is becoming a bit like New Year's.
Yeah, overrated.
Where it's all this hype and it's never going to live up to this thing that you keep thinking it's going to be. And it's like, just enjoy the moment of the day. And if you're a family that plays cricket on Boxing Day, I envy you so much because that's awesome. Because I think those are the coolest things to see when families are out there playing cricket and they're just having a great time. I love that.
Especially on the beach, yeah. Be present. It's the best. Be present, open the presents. My advice is follow me on Instagram. The link is in the bio.
I'll tell you what, do it slow on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, everyone go, all right, let's all do it. You have a group on Facebook?
Yes.
Do all of them follow you? You're not sure? If they don't and they're listening, just all of you collectively on the group go, hey, let's all like her Instagram.
Three,
on Christmas Day.
3, 2, 1, and then my phone crashes. Don't you second guess me?
Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.